Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always is Joe.
Hello, Alexander. How are we today?
You're doing well. Just another episode of Allegedly with some unique facts and silliness.
I gotta tell you, it sounds hilarious.
If I had to put the hilarity in words, I would say it's funny.
Succinct.
Exactly.
Well, it's 6 past the hour here on NPR. We hope you, you're enjoying, well, our Sunday, but your Monday. Or whenever you're listening to this in the void of the internet.
I'm trying not to break. I'm really trying hard. Mm.
Well, while you take a break, we have the new single from Neko Case coming. If I do say, it is what the kids call a banger.
That's straight fire, Joe. No cap. No cap.
Dap, dap, dap.
On God, my guy. Oh, shit. That's really hard to do. I don't know how they can do it at NPR.
It's because they're all under energetic soy boys.
It's the tofu that drags
it's
their
the
energy.
Tofu.
Estrogen is what it is. Mm-hmm. The estrogen takes away the testosterone and brings their, you know, their excitement range down.
It is physically impossible for them to get excited.
It was really hard for us. I don't know about you. I'm eating a raw steak right now. Red meat. Raw red meat keeps it up. And then I'm tanning my balls.
I blended 3 whole livers. And I am currently shotgunning it.
Right. You're shotgunning it out of an oil funnel, right? Just mm-hmm. guzzling? Okay. You have to. A used oil funnel.
Straight butt jug.
Yeah. You have to. That's how the nutrients get in, you know?
It's
suppository style?
Quicker.
Yeah. Good for you. Keeping testosterone levels up. Ah, shit. Well, let's get back on the radar for some facts, bruh.
Let's do it.
We got a lot of weird shit today. I hope the topic is fucking weird. It better be like Cronenberg facts. Great.
Ooh.
Body horror.
It's good stuff.
Okay, so let's get to the podcast topic. So today's podcast topic is the Netherlands.
Ooh.
Okay, so it says, note, today I learned that Holland is a province in the Netherlands. And as of 2020, they are officially rebranding and don't want to be referred to collectively as Holland anymore. What?
Okay.
To be honest, this is a part of the world I have no fucking clue what's happening.
I am blatantly ignorant on what determines Scandinavia from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I know where the Baltic's at, but that's unfortunately due to war.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, let's get to fact number one and see what we're dealing with. Sound good?
Let's
see how depressing this can get?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Fact number one. Which of the following is not a popular Dutch snack? English translations. Okay. Is it A, war fries, B, peace fries, or C, oil balls? And she incorporated a picture just in case.
Okay.
So I'll show you the picture here. Well, there is. It doesn't matter because they're both the same thing, so.
Well, I wouldn't call those balls.
I don't know. These kind of look bally to me. But see, like, the rest of the world, that's why I'm saying, like, this picture is confusing.
I think that's just mayo, my guy.
Even if it's not, like, fucking, you know, we say Favre, and the fucking R is after the V. You know what I mean? So, like, could they be like oil balls and they just threw fries in it? But then you have war fries, peace fries. There's two out of three.
And which one is not
fries?
Not a thing.
All right. Oil balls then. And if you're wrong, I'm going to give you shit.
Well, like, I think I'm going to split it in the middle and go peace fries.
I'm going oil balls now. You've dedicated it.
I didn't even say it.
You said
why
it.
I don't know why.
Look.
I don't know how you jumped to the fact, like, I never said oil, like.
I don't know if you have an obsession with oil or if your answers are being.
I was just clarifying, we were trying to find which one wasn't real.
But, like.
And you have put oil balls in my mouth.
All I know is the smoothest snack you can ever have is my oil balls.
Your greasy, smooth oil balls?
My oil balls, yes.
Your dripping oil balls?
They're made out of like a consecrated fry-butter combination and then deep fried to make these balls. And then they're slathered.
Well, I would not then call them smooth.
They're smooth because they have like a really...
More like a tempura?
A viscous fluid put on top of them, right? Like an oil.
Oh, gotcha.
And that's the oil balls.
Obviously.
All I know is this. If oil balls don't exist, they should.
To be fair.
Remember, what was that SNL skit with the sweaty balls?
Yeah.
He's like, try my sweaty balls.
Yeah.
I'll put my sweaty balls in your mouth. Or they're shveti. Shveti. My shveti balls.
And they're fun for the whole family.
I'm going to make a store called Oil
Balls. No one can beat my sweaty balls.
I challenge anybody to make a healthier, better tasting snack than my oil balls.
Done. But typically I get oil balls when I get a new room massage, but I think we're talking about two different things.
I think we're getting wires crossed here, and oil balls is a better experience than we think it is. You know? So I'm gonna
Like, have you ever had like a fried hush puppy?
No.
Well, then I'm pretty sure that's pretty close to what an oil ball is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know what's on the bucket list now. I'm adding that to the end. Fried hush puppy. Alter recipe to make oil balls.
Yeah.
You know what would be better if oil balls had a stick too. You know what I mean?
Like a kebab action.
Yeah, but like you have two oil balls, and then right in the middle is a stick. And then you kind of eat
them. Like a little barbell?
Yeah. No. Like, the balls are stuck together, and then the stick goes in between them. So you kind of eat it like a mic, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's the most efficient way to get the oil balls in your mouth.
I always find just grasping with your hands.
Yeah.
To be the quickest way to get balls in your mouth.
What the problem is that when you're eating the oil balls, you get so excited that you really want to squeeze, and the oil balls are very tender.
You don't want to squeeze too hard, that's for sure.
No, you don't. Because then you crush the oil balls, and that's just a trip you don't want to take, you know? So it's a balancing act, really. That's why having the stick in the middle to hold would stop you from crushing one of your oil balls.
Just call me an oil ball purist. To me, eating balls with a stick is like putting the bumpers up on a bowling alley. The point is skill.
So we're going oil balls, right? Like,
sure. I forgot what the fucking question was.
So that we're saying which one is not a popular Dutch snack.
Yeah, this is fine.
Okay. So we're going to go A and B, war fries and peace fries are real, but C, oil balls does not exist. Let's see what the answer is in 3, 2, 1, boom. Holy shit. Peace fries don't exist. Those are not real. Oil balls are real, Joe. Fuck me.
I told you.
No, you did. You did. God damn it. I thought it was a layup. I thought the picture was a mistake.
You put oil balls in. You forced oil balls in my mouth, and now we see the consequences of this.
I feel terrible.
As you should.
Oh my god, the writer. What kind of fucking 4D chess was she playing with us?
I don't think she was. I think someone I think someone popped the balls in his mouth too soon.
Did we slip into an alternate dimension? Do oil balls didn't exist before this question, and then it's like they exist now?
They willed themselves into existence.
Wow. We did it. We changed history, Joe.
Also, like, now that I'm thinking about it, it's the English translation, so oil balls make sense. It's just probably dough fried in oil.
Okay, I gotta settle. That was fucking ridiculous. I know, but I don't care. It's the funniest shit. Listen, okay, so peace fries are not a real thing, but war fries and oil balls are a popular street food. Oil balls are basically beignets, little fried donut balls topped with powdered sugar. Very simple, right? War fries are some next level stoner shit, with a base of thick cut fries served in a paper cone topped with a fat blob of mayonnaise on one side and a fat blob of peanut satay sauce on the other, and raw onions on top. So chili cheese fries, but if you round out of chili and cheese, use whatever was in your fridge door instead. Proving the Dutch are not fucking around when it comes to snacks in soused herring. The raw fatty fish get lightly brined, then served headless with a side of raw onion. Oh my god.
Oh, the breath.
Oh,
the breath off of
it. It's
that.
Like the onion. They said, "What? How can we make this the stinkiest fucking treat you could pot?" Like,
oh man,
I want you to kill a bird with your breath. Let's serve fish and onion, raw fish and onion. But there's a catch, and no pun intended. You eat it by grabbing the tail, coating it in onion, lifting it above your head and tilting your head back, and slurping the slimy, slivery snack down in one go.
Ugh.
Like beer bonging a fish.
Ugh.
I'd do it.
Oh, I would 100% do it.
If we're going to Dutch, all right, we're going to Holland, the Netherlands, I would take some oil balls and put them off the side and see if I could take it all in one go. Balls and all.
Oh god. This is what happens when you just leave white people alone. Like, it's just not good enough to eat a fucking fish. You gotta fucking somehow coat it in onions and make a goddamn, like, pretend you're a fucking pelican.
Some video references now, because I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. Oh, hey guys, it's me. I'm going to show you a traditional way to eat fishes. It's kind of a fun game. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe.
You tilt your head back, see, like so.
You pretend the air is mother bird and is feeding you. Yeah. Oh, look out.
Look at here it comes.
And then you just gobble.
You open your gullet, see, like this. And then you it's as easy
just
as that.
As simple as that. Tune in next time for more life hacks.
Next week, we are going to take the entire warfries in one gulp. Can I gulp it? We shall see.
Come back next week for Can He Gulp It?
Da, he can. Shit.
All right, dude. You ready for fact number two?
Maybe. Let's hope it's not fish-based.
I know. All right, here we go. Fact number two.
Insults and curse words in Dutch often refer to A, diseases, B, farm animals, or C, gross food. Like, you're a son of an oil ball.
Well, you don't know that oil balls are gross. They sound delicious, honestly.
I guess gross food is kind of like...
To be fair, I don't know. Like, apparently, just regular chili cheese fries might be gross to them.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Mayonnaise eating people.
They're like, I can't eat fries unless there's mayonnaise and peanut satay sauce on it.
Oh, what a combo.
Doesn't that just get the palate going?
Oh my god, mayo. Could you imagine like a PB and mayo sandwich? Just
with fries on it.
Oh man.
Okay, quick question before we get to the next. Have you ever made a mayonnaise, like, or made a sandwich, got some mayonnaise out, spread it on the thing, and it had spare mayonnaise, and then just licked it off the knife?
Not like a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. I mean, but like,
yeah.
Like it's more than you needed, and you're like, well, I can't put this back in. Do you just wash the knife,
or
are you
just like, nah. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like, I'm still white.
Okay. Like, I'm just making sure, you know, like,
but just a little bit, like too much mayo is like I couldn't do a spoonful of mayo, like just raw mayo, like just gonna dip in it.
I could probably do
like
it
it's not the like the flavor is fine, like the flavor is good, but like that's just
it's a lot of mayo.
It's just oil and egg whites, and you're like, ugh.
I probably could on a bet, but I wouldn't. I could never get used to just being like, you know, like a spoonful of peanut butter, right? I couldn't do a spoonful of mayo, definitely.
Right, yeah. So it's a condiment for a reason.
So it's just like, I couldn't do like a spoonful of ketchup or like mustard. Sounds
right,
gross
yeah,
as
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that's what their insults are. It could be. They're like, you're a son of a spoon of mayo.
Well, apparently they love mayo.
Okay, a spoon of fucking, I guess, chili.
You're the son of a filet mignon. You're a son of an unsmoked fish.
You're the son of a lobster meal. Get away from me.
I don't know, like
farm animals. Like I could see that. Like ass.
I think farm animal. There's a lot of windmills. So I would imagine there's a lot of livestock.
Diseases sounds just mean though. Like
right.
Like you're a cancer. It's like
you're a real plague.
Yeah. Like, that just sounds mean, doesn't it? Like, I guess that'd be an insulty, right?
You're a Yeah, I mean, you're just a right syphilis. Actually, I kind of like it now that I'm using it.
I know.
It kind of works.
Because it's mean, right? Like,
it's It's
you're the crabs of my really life, mean. Bro.
Fucking, you've just been the real gonorrhea of my existence.
I don't know why you're like, you're just like
too bad
tuberculosis.
You don't stay gonorrhea.
You get passed around faster than fucking gonorrhea.
Oh, man.
Jeez. I'm going to go A, because that just sounds mean.
It really does. Fucking.
And you have to say it with a Dutch accent. Oh, you're just like a little, you know, penis wart out there. General towards in my life.
I got to say, you're like a venereal disease.
I don't know why you're being such a yeast infection right now.
You could really go make some sourdough bread, couldn't you?
A urinary tract infection. Fuck. Well, I'm gonna go A. I think that sounds right.
Showman call Patch Adams, you're a real hemorrhoid.
You know what? I mean, but at the time that these fucking insults were being created, that probably was a big deal. Don't you fucking ever call me a hemorrhoid again. That's fucked
God
up, man.
I had to sit on a rock last week.
Dude, my cousin got a hot poker in his ass. He didn't survive. It's fucked up. Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to go A. What are you thinking?
It works really well in English anyways.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, and right, we don't know the Dutch words. They could be really happy sounding.
Right. But, now I might start calling... I might start calling people gonorrhea.
All right, so for fact number two, insults and curse words in Dutch often refer to, we're going to go A, diseases. 3, 2, 1, bam.
It is diseases. Nice.
You drop something heavy on your toe. In the USA or Britain, you yell damn or fuck. In France, you might yell merde. In Netherlands, where they party like it's 1399, you yell tuberculosis. Here are some of the other words.
Are you ready?
So Dutch word is kanker, right? Which means cancer. How often is used? Extremely offensive, used as an exclamation like fuck, or with other words as an insult, i.e. get cancer. Calling the police officer a cancer sufferer has been considered a serious offense. These are weird, though. I thought it was going to be more like an insult, like what we're doing, but it sounds like drop a hammer on your toe, you're like, kanker!
Yeah, right. Ah, cancer.
Yeah, right? Like, so it's like, oh, fuck. You're like, cancer! God, cancer!
Okay, there's some I can't pronounce. Clergier, cholera sufferer, and an insert like motherfucker. Grigde, which means catch the, right? Combined with your favorite medieval disease like cancer, tuberculosis, cholera, leprosy, pestilence, or smallpox. So Grigde.
Oh, catch the plague.
Catch the fucking, catch leprosy, bro. Optifin.
Really mean.
Typhoid off. Same way we used fuck off. So it's Optifin.
Wow.
Joe, just Optifin. Will you?
You know what? You know what? Kanker you, dude.
You know what? Krish Day oil balls. And then the last one's pleuris or tearing. Tuberculosis or consumption. By itself as an exclamation like shit or fuck. Also use the same way you would use bad or shitty. Examples, everything went to tuberculosis. You can also yell tuberculosis off. So it'd be tearing thin?
Oh, man, that's awesome. How's your day? Everything went real tuberculosis.
Yeah. Dude, I had a typhoid of a day, man. I feel like it's kind of making light of the swear a little bit. Like, we thought it was going to be more like, you're insulting somebody by wishing cancer on them. I feel like it's making light of cancer because, like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, ah, fuck. It kind of normalizes that language. You don't want to normalize cancer, you know, or, like, cholera.
Well, I don't know. Like, apparently telling a cop to suffer from cancer is quite bad.
Yeah, but it's so. Dutch. That happened. Only Americans go there and say that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how the Dutch police are. Maybe that's why they're like, what am I doing? Like, I'm a social worker. I'm not shooting unarmed people.
So it says here, Polaris, or no, I'm sorry. They also love cunt and balls and use them to say things like the interview went cunt or this weather is balls. Can also be used as condolences similar to that fucking sucks to how cunt for you. Okay, let's take a step back real quick. I have to proclaim something. When it comes to swears.
Yeah.
English is just better. We're just better at it, right?
We're really good.
Like, I think objectively, when it comes to just incorporating a swear into your language, it's more natural, right? How cunt for you? That just doesn't, like, that sucks, right?
Well, to be fair, we don't speak Dutch. So.
Or Australian, because I think they do that in Australia too, don't they?
Well, I don't think it's that, like, they just call people cunts.
Oh. But isn't that, like, a weird balance of a term of endearment and an insult?
Yeah, it can be an insult and friendly.
Right, like, if I was like, Joe, you're such a dick. Like, it's a term of endearment, but I'd be like, Joe, you're such a cunt.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It can, like, you can say it both angrily and with affection.
That's funny. Well, there we learn.
It's my dream to just go to Australia so I can call people cunts all day long.
They might get mad at you. Or they probably think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Ah, get over here, you cunt. You're like, this is my fucking heaven. What heaven looks like.
See, what's weird, though, is they think we're weird, right? Like, if I drop something on my foot and I say fuck, right? They're just like, did you hear that guy over there? He said fuck. What does that canker even mean?
Oh, yeah, I know there's a lot of countries that don't understand, like, motherfucker. They're like, why would you ever say that?
So, fun fact, I had a friend back in the day. He was from Japan. And they actually use a lot of our swears, right? But he admitted to me he didn't know all of them. Like, he knew the swears. Like, he knew, like, bitch, fuck, ass, shit, things like that. He didn't know what some of them meant, though. Like, he knew, like, how to use it. Right, like bitch.
Right.
He had no idea what bitch meant. He knew you could call somebody it, right? Shit like that.
but he didn't know what it meant. And I was like, oh, and I explained it to him. It's a, you know, it comes from the word for a female dog. It's a bitch, right? Why it became an insult, not a clue. But,
right,
you know, that's just how it, what it is, you know? And then he's like, well, what's fuck? And I'm like, there's a ton of, like, stories about what fuck is. So,
yeah.
I don't even know if there has been pinpointed a single orientation for the word. So, that word is fucked.
It is the most useful word.
It is. Fuck is fuck.
In the English language.
It really is. It's like the
There's not a situation you can't put it in.
It's a Swiss Army knife of the English language.
It truly is. I think it's why a lot of immigrants, it's one of the first words that they learn. It's like, because it's just ubiquitous. You can put it into anything.
Dude.
Like every taxi cab driver knows the phrase, this fucking guy.
Well, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's great.
And they use it around the world. So I feel like I feel pretty good at, I don't think it's a, you know, it's definitely not U.S. in origin, but English's mm-hmm. contribution to the broader spectrum of swear words, I think, is a very positive one, though.
Right.
Good fucking going for us, bro.
We're the fucking best.
Fuck you. All right. Well, we got it right. We're only on fact two.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Joe here from Allegedly. Real quick, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor, Newsly. Newsly is an audio app for your iOS or Android that picks up the most trending articles from the topics that are most important to you, and here's the trick, reads them to you in a natural human voice. From the Batman to Bitcoin, Kiev to the Kardashians, follow any topic your heart desires. And while you're there, go ahead and check out their featured podcasts from over 50 countries, like, say, I don't know, Allegedly. I've been using it for over a week now, and I'm loving the convenience of having my news and podcasts all in one place. So come and join me by clicking the link in the description and downloading Newsly for free. As an added bonus, go ahead and use the promo code Allegedly and receive 1 month of their premium subscription for free. Stop scrolling and start listening. Okay, back to the show.
All right, here we go. Fact number three. Which of the following is not a common Dutch idiom? And these are translated, right? Is it A, now the monkey comes out of the sleeve? Is it B, it's all tulips and testicles?
That one has to be real.
Or C, unfortunately, peanut butter. Holy shit.
Well, we know they love peanut butter.
But unfortunately, it says unfortunately, comma, peanut butter. So it sounds like peanut butter is used natively here.
Right. I'm going to go A.
The monkey out of the sleeve? Like, how would you use that?
I don't know.
Do they would?
But, like, if I know, like, they're famous for their tulips.
Okay.
So I can... And we know they like peanut butter on their fries, or peanut saute, or maybe that's why they like their peanut saute. But they're like, unfortunately, all I have is peanut butter.
Oh my god! Yeah, somebody comes over. Hey, can you make me a saute sandwich? All I got is peanut butter, dude.
Sorry, dude.
Fucking only Jiffy. Now the monkey comes out of the sleeve.
Well, this day's came up all tulips and testicles.
Fun fact, all tulips and testicles is the storefront name for my oil ball company.
Tulips and testicles is the name of my Broadway musical of Don Quixote.
Your one-man show?
My one-man Don Quixote show. All tulips and testicles.
The funniest part is Don Quixote has a windmill in it, so... Fucking, it could totally
that's
be
why
fucking,
yeah.
Could totally be hauling.
That's why. Or I think it could be a one-man production of Hamlet. I think he was, Dutch.
Was he? Is Hamlet that?
I think so.
Holy shit, I didn't know.
I think so.
Whoa, learn something new every day on Allegedly's podcast.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
But his journey really does come up all tulips and testicles.
Unfortunately, it was peanut butter.
This whole time I thought I was chasing dragons, but unfortunately it was peanut butter.
And then like the Dutch are like really sorry to hear that, bro.
They're like, oh no.
That sounds like a kanka of a story. A little bit more Australian, but it's kind of...
I like how they adore Justine.
Oh, man.
It was really hard to say canker in a Dutch accent because it sounded so Australian.
Ah, get over here, canker.
Yeah, right? Doesn't it sound like it? Fuck, dude. That's the funny shit. Oh, no. Oh, no. I dropped it.
Oh, well, it's all... Well, now the monkey's out of the sleeve.
Monkey is out of the fucking sleeve. Out of the canker sleeve. Hold on, sorry. Oh, shit, dude. That's so funny. Okay, yeah. Don't know the origin, so. Yeah. It's just... I don't know. I'm probably A. I'll go with you on that one. Unfortunately.
It's the only thing that, like... I don't know. It makes as much sense as anything else, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure tulips and testicles, like... They like their tulips.
Right. So. Well, let's see.
And, you know, maybe they are. Maybe they're sad that they only have peanut butter and not their weird satay.
Well, let's see. Let's see. Peanut butter would be fucking hilarious. So let's go for fact number three. Which of the following is not a common Dutch idiom? Is A, now the monkey comes out of the sleeve. 3, 2, 1. Oh, no, it's all tulips and testicles. It's not real.
Oh, that was the only one I was certain of. I was like, tulips and testicles.
Hey, everybody, it's all tulips and testicles from here. Okay, so now the monkey comes out of the sleeve is an expression that refers to when a person or situation reveals their true colors. Unfortunately, peanut butter basically means too bad or tough shit. We kind of took that way. Example, you want something or someone replies, unfortunately, peanut butter, you didn't earn it. What does peanut butter have to do with anything? Nothing, except that it rhymes in Dutch and makes a singy song or sing-songy to say, like, fancy schmancy. It's halas pekaz, pindakaz. Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Well, so is fancy schmancy, so.
But at least we can say, like, if somebody's like, well, what's a schmancy? And we say, it's literally nothing. We don't say, like, fancy dancy for, like, sucks to be you, right? Like, sorry, fancy, because dancy isn't even a real word either.
Right.
It'd be like, fancy Lancy?
Well, that's clearly about Lance Bass.
Yeah. He's so fancy dancy.
I mean, to be fair, yeah. He kind of is.
He really is. Here are some other fun Dutch idioms. When somebody tastes something amazing, you say it's like a small angel is pissing on your tongue. The fuck?
That's pretty rad.
They're really into water sports out there, huh? They're just like, fucking piss on my tongue, angel. If you get a terrible or rather drastic haircut, don't be surprised if a Dutchman asks you if you fell down the stairs and broke your hair. That is funny. That sounds like a dad that's thing.
That's 100% a dad joke.
Whoa, somebody fell down the stairs and broke their hair.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm just wearing bangs now. Whoa, somebody.
Like, oh, looks like someone got their ears shortened.
Yeah, there you go. What? Somebody got their ears shortened.
Like,
fucking A, bro. And then, let's see, when you express you are determined to get something done, you say, we will certainly get that piglet washed. But if you get too nitpicky and annoyed about every minute detail, they might say you are fucking ants. Not fucking crazy, not dumb. Bro, you are fucking ants, bro.
Well, yeah, because ants are tiny. that's the joke.
Like the writer texts me. It's not like saying it like English, right? Like fucking these people, right? No, it's like you have sex with ants, bro.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Okay. Well, I didn't at first.
I thought it was more like the translation was like, this is fucking crazy. I'm not actually crazy.
Yeah. You are intercoursing with crazy.
Yeah. This shit is like, fucking crazy, because, bro.
Yeah, you're being nitpicky, so you're fucking every individual.
Yeah, piece. this fucking Dutch person's just like, is crazy a name?
Right, yeah. No.
Are you having sex with somebody called crazy?
You mean my ex-wife?
It says, and I love this one, but could only find it on one travel site, so I'm not sure how common it is. When you surprise or impress someone with your actions, you will say, we will make them smell a little poo. Dude, the rest of the world's fucking ants, right?
That's not what that means.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. I gave up. The fucking you monkeys gave up out of the
on
sleeve.
The little details.
The monkey's out of the sleeve now, bro.
So what you are is a fucking iron.
Dude, after this, I just want to get some food and hopefully an angel piss on my tongue.
Unfortunately, peanut butter.
I still think my favorite might still be it's all tulips and testicles.
I even though that one's not real, it's still my favorite.
Oh god, I can't believe that's not real. It better be here soon. Shit. All right, you ready for fact number 4?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Fact number 4. In 2017, it was revealed that in his spare time, the Dutch king secretly had a part-time job working for is it a commercial airline as a pilot, B, a football league as a referee, or C, a subscription-based website as a sex performer?
Oh.
I'm going to go sex performer.
Does it say when this is? Like, is this the current king?
2017.
Okay, yeah. Like, if it was the 1960s, I could see airplane pilot.
Yeah, me too.
Right, because they were the coolest.
Well, like, because you can get your pilot's license, right? But this is a commercial airline,
Right, yeah, but like, I mean, I'd imagine a king could have the time to go get a commercial airline pilot.
I think
license.
Two of those are public-based jobs. One he can do in the palace,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't have to show your face either, right? Commercial airline pilot.
Well, I mean,
league.
You probably could. How many people know what the face of the king looks like?
Exactly. Well, you just wear a mask. And
no offense to the king, but
well, and it says it was revealed, so it's probably not like a big. Everybody knew kind of thing. It was like, oh, he was exposed. So I don't think commercial airplane and a football league referee, I don't think are, unless you're making like bad calls or getting bribes or something as a referee, like both of those jobs are just like, oh, he was bored and did something. But like subscription-based website sex performer, that's a reveal, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can't imagine like being a referee because you're on TV every week.
Somebody's like, God.
And like someone would figure out that you were the king.
That looks like the king.
Wow, that referee certainly has a lot of bodyguards.
There's all these other referees that come along this one referee. There's like 5 of them in just, black suits.
They push down players all the time.
This guy got shot.
Like it was crazy.
He ran up to the ref all angry and this one dude fucking shot him. Nobody said anything.
Like, he didn't even give him a red card. He just shot him.
Afterward, he yellow carded him, but he was dead, bro. Oh, shit. So are we going to go C? I think C is right. He probably flashed some butthole or some shit. And again, it was, you know, he got exposed.
Well, yeah, he probably, maybe he had, I don't know when OnlyFans came out, but maybe he had a little side gig.
Yeah, something, right? I'm sure there was. Something that happened, maybe a Dutch site, right? They call it monkey.
Well, it was probably
www.monkeysleep.com.
Honestly,
tulipsandtesticles.com.
Yeah,
they were trying to get cancer.com, but that was already an edu site, right? So, all right, so we gonna go see,
yeah,
all right, let's go see for fact number 4. That in 2017, it was revealed that the king secretly had a part-time job working for a subscription-based website as a sex performer. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, shit, no, we fucked up. It's A. It's a pilot. This is so
real?
Dumb. I really wanted the story to be like, He would just fucking rail everybody.
Look, man, maybe he was hanging a real monkey out of his sleeve, and it was impressive.
Yeah, you don't know the Dutch, right? He's like, call me the windmill.
Right.
So it says King Willem, or I guess it's Willem, Alexander Klaus, George Ferdinand, has been a pilot since the 80s and had no intention of stopping after his mother abdicated the throne to him in 2013. He flew about twice a month for the Netherlands flagship passenger airline Martinair, and for the most part, no one was the wiser. He was always the co-pilot, where he wouldn't have been introduced over the loudspeaker, so the passengers usually had no clue they were in the presence of His Majesty. On the rare occasion he had to make an announcement, it was rare for someone to recognize his voice, and that most people don't listen anyways. Yeah, I mean, like, when you hear somebody's talk, like, if I heard Biden talk, right, and he's talking, you know, this is what we're going to do, this is the plan, this is the journey our country's going to take, and then we get the pilot, and he's like, we're 30,000 feet in the air, to your right, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have fucking, I'm like, that's Biden, right? Like, we all know this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's clearly the president of the United States.
Yeah, I would just be like, and the intercoms are always shit anyway, so it's always like,
right, exactly, that's what I was thinking.
This is Biden, and we got 30,000 feet.
You know, like, nobody fucking understands what they're saying anyway.
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty decent dude. He made a rule that you don't have to call him Your Majesty. And in July of this year, he formally apologized for slavery and Dutch colonialism. God damn.
Wow.
So it says the Dutch were one of the first countries to have a king-prime minister combo, although this was not always popular with the people. In 1672, the prime minister was blamed for an invasion by England, France, and Germany, so a mob famously ate him on the steps of the Hague? Holy shit.
Wow.
The U.S. had five presidents of Dutch descent.
They really let the monkey out of the sleeve on that
they
one.
They fucking did. Unfortunately, peanut butter. The U.S. has had five presidents of Dutch descent. You know who they are?
No.
Neither do I. So, and then it says Martin Van Buren was the first POTUS not of British descent, which is not surprising. We were colony, right? And whose first language wasn't English. He grew up speaking Dutch. The Roosevelts and the Bushes are also of Dutch descent.
Huh. Not who I would have guessed.
Bush. I made my living in windmills. Windmills and oil, they're like the same thing, right? You put them in the ground. Yeah,
looked around and I was like, oh, unfortunately, peanut butter.
God, no wait, that sounds totally like a thing Bush would say.
Right.
Oh
hey,
my!
Look, we were looking for weapons of mass destruction, but unfortunately, peanut butter. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we dropped ships out in Afghanistan, right? And everything was going great, but then the monkey came out of the sleeve. Turns out there was no WMDs in Afghanistan.
Turns out the only thing Afghanistan had was tulips and testicles. All right.
Now watch this drive. That's amazing. That sounds like him.
It totally does.
It sounds like him, right? Like, oh my God.
Oh, dude. That's good.
To everybody that's hated my presidency, fuck ants.
No longer am I going to eat any of them French fries. It's war fries or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
You know, when I sit down and I eat these war fries, it tastes like a small angel's pissing on my tongue.
Oh man.
Fuck, even the what is it, the one that fell down the stairs and broke your hair? That sounds like such shit. Oh, I gotta breathe. That was too accurate.
Unfortunately, peanut butter. Unfortunately, peanut butter. You know, the towers came down, and it was a tragic sight. Unfortunately, peanut butter.
Fuck.
God. Yeah, it's rough. Well, it's Bush.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. Oh, my God.
That's tulips and fucking testicles, bro.
I kid. It's too good.
All right, you ready for fact number five?
You better believe it, Jack. Here we go.
Fact number five. If you're visiting a Dutch person, it is nearing time, and it is nearing time for dinner, you will most likely, A, fix you, or wait, your host, I'm sorry, let me reread this. If you are visiting a Dutch person, and it is nearing time for dinner, your host will likely, A, fix you a plate and give you the biggest portions, even if it means there isn't enough for themselves. B, skip or postpone the meal so as not to be rude and interrupt the conversation. Or C, tell you it's time for you to go and shoo you away.
Oh boy.
Get lost. I got some oil balls to eat.
Hey, look, it was nice hanging out, but you know, unfortunately, peanut butter.
Listen, I have two things to get done tonight. I'm going to get soused, and I'm going to eat soused fish. I ate it in one go, and then I washed it down with some nice, cool Bud Light. Gullies.
I'm going to wake up tomorrow, and it's going to look like someone broke my hair.
My car's going to be broken, and my hair's going to be broken, if you know what I mean.
I can't remember. There was something about... I can't remember if it was... This might be Sweden. I'm thinking of, but like, if dinner time comes, they would put you in the guest room and like come back when dinner's like they would go have dinner and you would just hang out in like the living room.
That sounds so dark, doesn't it?
Right? Like, it's super weird. I can't remember what, I think it was Sweden or something. Like so I want to say it's actually like if they don't like they don't want to be rude and get rid of you, like they're like, all right, do you mind just hanging out in the living room? My family's gonna eat.
Okay, listen, I gotta eat. But I put you in this guest room, you hang out for a little bit, watch some TV. I put some soused fish on the nightstand. Feel free to go to town. They just come in, you're like... They were delicious. Oh, God.
Thank you.
How did you like those... how'd you like those soused fish? Unfortunately, peanut butter.
Unfortunately, like, peanut butter.
Get the fuck out of my house. Get the canker out of my house.
So yeah, I think it's a, like, they're just like, get the fuck out.
They shoo you away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so too. It seems like I've never heard of like Dutch people being overly rude or overly sharing. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, I don't think like to them, I don't think they consider it rude. It's more of like, no,
it's time to eat.
Yeah, it's time to eat, my guy.
Like, look, dude, we just had these oil balls come right out of the fucking refrigerator, so...
Right.
You gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's different if you're staying the night with them, obviously, but it, like, go back to your hotel.
Yeah.
Or wherever you come from.
Yeah, maybe it's... Because Europe and United States and, I know, like, some Asiatic countries, India... I believe eating is not a private affair.
Right.
Right? It's a very social activity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, eating with a friend or something like that, that's always considered more, you know, just as acceptable as eating alone. Maybe it's not the way in Netherlands. Like, maybe it's straight up, like, you eat with people? You sick fuck.
Yeah. Weird.
You fucking go catch tuberculosis, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or it's the thing of just, like, you're intruding on family time.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. But I think, like, the idea of just, like, oh, come on in and, like, share food is kind of more of an American and thing.
All right. Then let's go see.
Because I've been spot on all these other questions. Yeah. So.
I have, too. So, we...
Feeling pretty good.
Yep. This whole podcast, unfortunately, peanut butter. All right, well, fuck it, let's go see. Fucking
Tuberculosis this. Let's go see. So, does that sound good?
Fuck. I was trying to... canker, yeah.
Fucking ants, bro.
I'm pretty sure I used that incorrectly, but...
Who cares? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Okay. Let's go for fact number 5. If you're visiting a Dutch person and it's nearing time for dinner, your host will likely tell you it's time for you to go and shoo you away, which is C. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Bam. It is C.
Nice.
He's like, get the fuck out of here. So it says, it's not that the Dutch are inhospitable. They just aren't big on guests overstaying their welcome. And it's not considered rude to communicate this directly. They are a frugal bunch and meticulously plan for every meal. So an unexpected guest at mealtime presents a problem for the host. So when a Dutch person points at their watch and says it's almost time for dinner, they are not saying pull up a chair. They are saying get the fuck out. Other signals that you should leave include being offered coffee or if the host starts cleaning up. But do not be surprised if they just say okay, goodbye directly.
Right.
If you are a guest at a Dutch birthday party, the first thing you should do is say congratulations to everyone there, especially any relatives. If it's your birthday party and you're out, you will be picking up the tab. If it's at home, everyone sits in a circle and talks while the host passes out tea, coffee, and cake. No music, no dancing, no helping yourself. The host might pass out some snacks and then another cup of coffee. The Dutch signal to wrap it the fuck up.
I like this.
I'm going to give...
I love the idea of just like, here's a coffee.
Look,
drink it.
I'm telling you what's going to happen right now. First day that you're here, you're going to sit down. We're going to watch fucking Back to the Future. And then I'm going to walk out with a coffee and be like, it's nice chatting.
Yeah. Hey, man. I will go get a hotel room. You're just like, thanks, man. Like, well.
He gave me coffee.
House rules.
It's nothing I get.
Unfortunately, peanut butter. All right.
You're just like, hey, thanks. Go fuck ants, bro. Right. But this coffee tastes like a fucking angel pissed in it, so.
I gotta say, you busted out the good stuff.
Hey, we got it. We got 2 out of 5. But we have a bonus.
We staved off the 0.
We did. So. Never a 0. We have a bonus, too.
Ooh.
So let's see here. Optional bonus. Optional +1 bonus, if you remember from a previous episode, what one Dutch scientist did in 1677 to understand or advance our understanding of life on Earth.
He jizzed on microscopic plates.
To see semen?
Mm-hmm.
How do you remember that?
Remember this? He jizzed on it to show microscope, like, oh. And then he proved, like, and he showed it to the king in secret.
So wait, was that guy was Dutch?
I think so.
He's just like, hold on, King, I'll be right back.
remember we were just like, how did he show other people?
Oh, that's right, because it was like so foreign. Like everybody was like mm-hmm. freaking out over it that it was like
look, there's life in here.
And I think
they were just like, see? Dudes give life. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because it was like the driving force to show that men were superior.
Mm-hmm.
Had little wiggly stuff.
So he just whacked off on slides.
Perfect. Let's go with that. I don't know his name, but that's hilarious. Just on some slides.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see it. Are you ready?
Let's do it. All right.
We're going to go whatever scientist jizzed on some slides to show everybody that semen exists. 3, 2, 1. In 1677, a Dutch scientist jerked off onto a slide and saw human sperm for the first time. He wrote about his findings to the king, but caveated that it was too gross and he could ignore it or destroy it. There you go.
Look, we really let the monkey out to the sheesh.
Look, bro, it looks like I was fucking ants.
Really showed him my WMDs. D's nuts, you know what I'm talking about.
I got some oil balls for you to look at if you like. Holy shit. Well,
We did it. Dude, good coming in clutch to give us a solid 3 out of 5.
I will always remember about dudes jerking off on slides.
He was Dutch.
He was Dutch.
You did not skip a fucking beat on that either.
Nope. I knew that one instantly.
You did. And I didn't even remember it until you brought it up. I'm like, fuck.
It came up all tulips and testicles.
It was all tulips and testicles, bro.
You know, he put his tulip in a testicle. You know what I'm talking about?
He's got to stop letting his monkey out of the sleeve, if you know what I mean.
God. Oh, shit.
Well, you ready to wrap this up, Mr. Bush?
And there you have it. That was this week's Allegedly Podcast. Go ahead, follow us on all the socials at Allegedly, or email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com. And find us every Monday wherever you find your other podcast. Until next time, well, I'm going to let the monkey out of the sleeve, you know?